The holiday season is once again upon us, and Hampton National Historic Site is presenting Holidays at Hampton. This year's theme is Sounds of the Season, and with me by phone is Gail Economos, who is a board member of Historic Hampton Incorporated. Gail, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and to talk about Holidays at Hampton on December 9th.
So December 9th is the day of your big celebration, but the decorations will be up through 12th night, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, the decorations in the mansion will remain up through 12th night. But if you come on Saturday, December 9th, we have music, musical performances. You can an open house in the mansion over at the farmhouse. We have the renowned Griot Circle of Maryland. We'll be doing African-American storytelling and music. And also over at the farmhouse, we have Silhouettes by Hand. We'll be, you know, those traditional portraits, the freehand with scissors.
They're so cool. I love them. Yes.
Oh, they are so cool. And they're doing those. It's first come, first serve, but go on over to the farmhouse to do that. And then in the mansion, we have open house from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we'll have musical performances during the day from Connections Academy Choir. And then we close everything up at 5 and then reopen at 6 p.m. And it's magical to see the mansion all decorated by quote-unquote candlelight, because it's the only time of year you can go through the mansion at night. And we'll have Christmas caroling by the 42nd Street Singers that will be in Victorian garb, very appropriate. And if you haven't been to Hampton, it's the first national park that was designated for its architectural significance. The Georgian Mansion is considered by many to be the finest example in the United States. And each room is decorated to a different time period between 1783 and 1948. And they're also decorated specifically for the holidays and how the celebration of the Yuletide changed through the years. And you get to experience all of this while listening to wonderful music.
One thing that you try to do at Hampton throughout the year, but especially with regard to this event, is represent how everyone who resided at Hampton would have lived, because of course there was the family that owned the house and the grounds, but then there were enslaved people on the property as well.
Absolutely. The Ridgely family, you know, along with the enslaved African Americans, there were servants and later tenant farmers, you know, they all made the Ridgely's lavish lifestyle possible. And we always tell all the stories now.
This is Holidays at Hampton. The big celebration is Saturday, December 9th, and the holiday decorations will be up through 12th night. Gail, could I get a phone number and a website, please, for folks who would like more information?
Sure. The website is nps.gov/hamp. So that's National Park Service, nps.gov/HAMP. And the phone number at the Contact Visitor Center is 410-823-1309. But you'll get more information on Facebook, Instagram, and on the website.
All right. My guest today, Gail Economos, board member of Historic Hampton Incorporated. We've been talking about Holidays at Hampton at Hampton National Historical Site in Towson. Gail, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And we hope to see everyone out at Hampton National Historic Site on December 9th.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.